Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station here in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America as well as all across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now, as well as our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all the people working in the coronavirus effort helping to keep us free and safe. Thank you so very much. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, along with those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too, and the roughnecks that are working all the oil rigs all around the world and around the country, thanks very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, oil did drop yesterday. We'll get into that here in this next segment, tell you what happened there. But you can follow us on Facebook. You can jump in the chat room. Go over to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And while you're there, click the like button so you like it, and then join the chat room. Get in the chat room and start yakking with us. Just like, got a whole bunch of people in there. Alan Nebraska's in there. Major Mac's in there. Eric is in there, the Marine, or in front of Seminole, rather, former corpsman. Steve from Thailand's in there. Richard the Marine is in there. There we go. I'll get that right now. Lynn up in Cape Cod is in there. Dan the Navy man is in there, too. And there's a couple of other people that I hate. Oh, Don is in there. All right. So there you go. So now, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's me babbling. I keep forgetting what I'm doing here because I was having a good time saying hi to everybody. Let's do the pledge number two. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we won't let you forget that. Now, Kyle, back in the day, we had a lot of people that came over here from oppressed countries behind the Iron Curtain, and a lot of people came in. The first wave of Cubans that came in here from Cuba, they were the ones that were oppressed by Fidel Castro. They escaped the country. They didn't get loaded on a boat and said, okay, you go to America. He didn't empty the jails. The first people were legit. And you've seen some of that when you were in college.
Well, that's right. In fact, the college professors that I had that had come to this country from elsewhere, they were the most conservative people that you'd ever meet, and they had a hard time too, because sometimes the students would really question them because what they were saying didn't compute with the sort of what they had already been sort of programmed, for lack of a better term. And I'm talking about one professor had been a political prisoner in China for many, many years. Another professor had come from Russia. He was my international law professor, and he would tell stories, and the tone that they would have was so different because it was so far out of the experience of most of the people who were in those classes. It was very, very illuminating.
Yeah, and I also remember things like that, but my experience was in the military where these people would come over here and they would join the military because that was the way that they could serve the country because they wanted to do that. They were patriots. As a matter of fact, some of the people that joined the military from overseas, especially from behind the Iron Curtain, these were people that actually had been in the military over there. So it was to them, it was just like putting on a different uniform.
Well, exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is the NFL... Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, and the commissioner is talking about, well, it's okay if they take a knee. We got no problem with that. Well, we might let them do that. No, you do have a problem, especially when they announced this yesterday. They're pledging $250 million for social justice classes.
That's right. And it's not the first time the NFL has given money to these kinds of causes. They donated $44 million in 2016, I believe, and in 2017 they contributed almost $100 million to these kinds of, and I think that particular case, it was aiding African-American communities. So this is a pretty big chunk of change, obviously. So I'm hoping the proof will be in the pudding because that's a lot of money and hopefully could do a lot of good if it's programmed correctly. So we'll have to wait and see.
Well, a couple of days ago, we talked about the White House, travel, where this COVID was spiking a little bit in three states, Texas, Arizona, New Mexico. And I told you I thought it had something to do with the border, with the people that were coming in, the people that come in to do the produce work and all that sort of stuff, you know, pick the crops and whatnot. And lo and behold, yesterday, the White House comes out and says that the travel from Mexico seems to be how the virus is spreading in those states.
Well, exactly right. And again, this is going to be driven by the data, as we've heard so much about. And so it's not a political thing per se. But living with COVID-19 certainly means that we have to be able to, tell the truth about where it's coming from.
Now, what happens today in Washington, D.C. that's of note?
Well, you're going to have, I believe, the review of the case for General Flynn.
That's right. It goes to the appeals court with the three judges, and they're going to hear both sides of the issue today. I don't think they're going to render a decision today, but both sides will be brought to the case, and we'll go from there. And Dan the Man is calling in just as we're going to a break. So, Dan the Man, you hold on. Here comes the music. When we come back, we'll bring Dan the Man into the mix from Lafayette, Indiana. In the meantime, you are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch here all across the country, broadcasting from Tampa, Florida, live and in living color. And thank you for tuning in. Tell your friends and become a regular listener. You're going to enjoy what you hear. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, let me tell you something. My buddy Wayne Allyn Root is now in seventh heaven, standing high on the Sunset Strip over there, because Las Vegas is back up, open, and moving around again, and that's a good thing. And this portion of the program, by the way, is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with nagging pain, if you've got arthritis like I do, if you've got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, hip pain, and you got just general muscle aches or pain in general, how about trying the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start? Only costs $19.95, and see if it will take that edge off and give you your life back. It's all natural. Nothing is going to hurt you. No prescription needed. And by the way, you can go over to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and order it right there. They get a little 2.5-minute tutorial that you'll see there. If you want to watch it, so be it. Otherwise, you just click on the little link there for the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start. Give them the $19.95, and you're in like Flynn, and away you go. And you'll find out it'll work for you, because it's worked for hundreds of thousands of people before. And I keep hearing from people every day of the week, wherever I go. Thank you for telling me about it. It works. All right. First, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, we have got the professor emeritus, Dan the Man, up in Lafayette, Indiana, on the phone line. Okay there, Mr. Dan.
Well, you know, I heard you and Kyle talk about the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm telling you right now, you know, you get a cheap seat at an NFL stadium, it's $125.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants those guys to take a knee. You're going to hurt your fan base, which is usually blue collar.
Uh-huh.
They did it 2 years ago, and they regret it. I don't understand what's going on.
Well,
this is one time I am stymied by this.
Let me tell you something. What we did here was a group of veterans groups, a whole bunch of us. There was 9 groups represented, and General Joseph Botell. Does that name ring a bell?
Yep.
Commander of CENTCOM, all right, and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. We went over to Bucks City and where they practice, and we met with the Glazers and the team and the management and said, listen, you've got a very large veterans community right here. 1.5 million of us are right here within your playing area where you play, and you won't see any of our veterans groups. You won't get any of our money. You won't see our active duty military, no matter how many free tickets you get coming over anymore, unless you stop this nonsense. And they stopped it.
Trump's commander-in-chief of the armed forces, he could prevent the services doing their pregame or halftime unflailing the flag. He could keep the DOD out of stadiums if he wanted to, which I think would be a real smart thing to do in today's world. And this, now that you mentioned the general, the current Joint Chiefs of Staff,
Milley,
the way he lambasted the president, the military is not part. We don't practice politics. They tell you the president picks you, the Congress and the Senate. You're part of the government, you know, and all he did was walk across the street to a church.
Yeah.
And
in his fatigues.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, the military wears fatigues like people wear pajamas at night. They don't even dress like they used to. But I don't understand that at all. Drew Brees, liked the guy, met him a lot of times. He was quarterback at Purdue.
Yep.
You know, he praised the flag, then he did a 180. I mean, if Drew Brees is listening, grow some peach fuzz on your kiwi.
Well, we do have an affiliate. We have an affiliate in New Orleans, so you never know.
You never know, but I find that to be disgusting. I was disappointed. I thought he was a little gutsier than that.
Mm-hmm.
This whole riot, the whole black life, they're a minor percentage of this population, and to cave to these people, you know, I sometimes think that they're tearing down Confederate memorials because they want to resist.
I want you to listen to something. This is from Eric, another military man, because he sent this to me yesterday talking about the Universal Code of Military Justice, UCMJ. He said, you're not even supposed to hold hands in uniform, but the chairman of the Joint Chiefs is committing an open, active subversion by doing what he said and did.
It doesn't surprise me. I don't think people go by the rules anymore, especially in government. They do what they feel, and that's dangerous. You got guidelines, you got rules, you got laws, you obey them.
Mm-hmm.
And you walk that line as straight as you can. Just because the president raised a Bible in the air, and they're doing it publicly, which I don't, you know, who controls who here? You wouldn't have seen this back in the 40s with Roosevelt when he had his fireside chats and he talked about a day of prayer.
Yeah.
You know, especially right before D-Day.
Yeah.
So, I you know, that's how much this country has changed. It's got to get its act together, and I don't know if it would. And like you were talking about, how many companies are giving Black Lives Matter money?
Oh, I've got a list right here, and I haven't even mentioned it right yet, but I'm going to here in about a minute when you're done. I got 269 companies, and I'm just going to mention the first, oh, I don't know, 15 or 20. Wait till you hear these names.
Well, I'll tell you what, Al Sharpton was on TV at two of the memorial services for George Floyd. He had to make $5 million in these two appearances.
Paid off his income tax debt.
I don't even know if he has yet, but this guy, he's sleazy. He may never do it. Especially if they could put Biden. You know, he's going to have to.
Okay.
Biden is going to have to get on his knees and genuflect in front of Sharpton if he's ever going to become president.
Okay. Well, let me let you go, and I thank you very much for another great call. You made some great points, and Kyle and I are going to talk about these companies that you just mentioned.
Okay. Well, you and Kyle have a good weekend, and I will talk to you next week.
Thank you very much. That's Dan the Man, everybody, for our professor emeritus from up there in Lafayette, Indiana at Purdue. Now, Kyle, you want to hear this name of this is just the first page. I got 269 companies, but you want to hear these companies?
Sure, of course.
Okay. The Academy, as in the Oscars. Adidas, as in sneakers. Alaska Airlines. Amazon, American Airlines, American Express, Apple Music, AT&T, Atlantic Records, Barnes & Noble, Bank of America, Bear, Ben and Jerry's, of course that's ice cream, Billboard, that's a magazine, BMW, Burger King, Cadillac, that's just the first page, and I got six more pages to follow, 269 companies. Those are some pretty powerful companies, aren't they?
Well, they sure are, and it's my understanding they're actually giving the money to Black Lives
Matter. That's correct.
Right, exactly. So one of the things, of course, part of this is being driven, you know, completely by politics and the news of the day and the cause that is going on right now. But I might suggest that, of course, they can give their money to whomever they want to. However, what if they gave it to other organizations that also did good things to help minorities and African American community? In other words, as I was saying before, program it to make sure that it's going where it's going to do the most good. It becomes sort of a bandwagon thing to give it to one particular organization, which may or may not comport with the political ideals of the rest of the country.
Hang on a second. Let's take another call. Good morning, caller. All right, the caller left us there, but if you want to call back, caller, real quick. I got about a minute here for you to say something, but we just did have a caller give us a call there. I was going to get them in there. Now, the other thing is president who pledged to defund the World Health Organization, remember?
Right, that's right.
Nothing has happened yet. Congress is dragging their feet. Now, the funding comes out of the House of Representatives, so who do you think's dragging their feet?
That's right.
Nancy Pelosi.
Precisely.
And crew. Yep. They're trying to make that work against the president.
Yeah, and we're not surprised at all. Exactly.
Now, Eric, you are right. Chick-fil-A is on that list. So is NASCAR. He's right about that. I've got the list, so I'm aware of that. But I'm not going any further with it. That's plenty to say. And by the way, the other thing is yesterday the Dow plunged 1,800 points. On the virus fears, the biggest one-day loss since March. I know it'll probably come back, but still.
Yes, that is really something. I think there was a lot of people who were very taken aback by this today because of that. And then also there was some of the comments from the Fed talking about it couldn't offset a severe COVID second wave. And so that's what got the market jittery.
Now, here's some good news for you. We had a little primary in Georgia the other day, even though I had a little bit of a problem with the electronic voting and the mail-in voting. And the president got 100,000 more votes than Joe Biden did in the Georgia primary. You think Joe saw that?
Probably saw it and got a little scared.
All righty. Tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you on the weekend show tonight.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and we appreciate having him on. And we will be right back with our first Military and Veterans News segment. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Coronavirus infections in the United States have now topped 2 million, as at least 9 states have reported a jump in hospitalization since Memorial Day. Dr. Ashish Jha, the director of Harvard Global Health Institute, said he fears the worst is far from over. He said because of the current total of U.S. coronavirus deaths is now around 113,000, means that sometime in September, he's expecting us to cross 200,000 and we won't be close to done. He said the pandemic is going to be with us until next spring or summer when we have a vaccine, and that has not changed. Meanwhile, an additional 1.5 million people filed for unemployment for the first time last week, according to data released by the Department of Labor, adding to a devastating economic run as the coronavirus shutdowns have pushed businesses to furlough or lay off numerous workers. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You betcha. In this portion of the program, our Captain's America Third Watch military and veterans news segment is brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy, where you can have a tremendous career with a great future as an aviation maintenance tech. Takes 14 months to get there, but I'm telling you, you are going to have the sky will be the limit with that job. And now, to find out more about them, here they are.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. One of them is in Concord, Mass., which is just outside Boston. The other one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, on the other side of the bay. I'm over here in Tampa. They're over on the other side of the bay, the west side. But Tampa, Florida, down here, Clearwater, to be specific. So they can try them out by going to the website, naa.edu, and checking them out, see what they're all about. But the best thing to do is to come and take a tour at one of the two locations, either the one in Concord, Mass., or the one in Clearwater, Florida. Come down, or go up, or go over, or whatever the case might be. Check out their location, and you'll know what we know. National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu. Or the telephone number is 800-659-2080, that's 800-659-2080. Now, President Donald Trump said that he will not even consider renaming U.S. military bases currently honoring Confederate leaders, calling them part of the great American heritage. Now, there's a reason why those bases were named what they were, in the way they were. And while some people are saying, well, they were traitors, they want to get the United States. Yeah, they did. But guess what? They were excellent statisticians and military leaders in their own right with the Confederacy, which is why they were given the honor of having the bases named after them. It was all part of the healing of the country at the time, which still, by the way, has got areas where... And again, if you think this is going over really good with a lot of members of the military and America in general, you're wrong. It's not. The movement afoot out there, even though, you know, to change history and to do whatever it is they're doing with the... NASCAR and all these other different things, the military taking the rebel flag off, a lot of different things that they've had them on before. It's part of America. And by the way, that flag is a battle flag for the military. A battle flag. Think about that for just one second. Now, the general who helms U.S. Central Command said that any withdrawal from Syria will ultimately be a political decision, while still warning about 10,000 ISIS detainees at prison camps in the region, and about 2,000 of whom, he said, are hardcore foreign fighters that will go right back to what they were doing once they get released out of prison. And yeah, I believe they will. By the way, two formations of Russian bombers were intercepted by F-22 Raptor fighters Wednesday after they entered Alaskan air defenses and were identified as such. NORAD put some flights up there to go get them and remind them that they had to leave. It was 8 planes total. Also, a $7.2 billion contract for outsourcing the management of moving service members' household goods has been pulled back by the U.S. Transportation Command because that's still an unsettled thing as to whether or not people are going to be able to move freely in the military. They thought they had that settled, but apparently they don't, and they still got certain areas that are called no-travel zones. Now, the top U.S. general in the Middle East said Beijing is trying to establish a beachhead right now in the Middle East. Iran? Maybe. Yemen? Maybe. Djibouti? Maybe. Oman? Maybe. But they're definitely trying to establish a beachhead in the Middle East. This is a significant factor that the United States is going to have to confront. So think about that. Here we go again. By the way, the Islamic State group will never again overrun Iraqi territory, so says Iraqi's prime minister in an official visit to northern Iraq. That's where the Kurds are. We'll see how that works out. And a rare flyover of Taiwan by a United States military transport jet this week raised concerns it was beginning of more frequent U.S. flights to help the self-ruled island counter growing military threats from mainland China because they've had the Chinese Navy sailing around their island for years. So now I guess we're just going to choose to fly an airplane over and let them know, hey, here we are. Now the Taliban, which is going to be a problem in Afghanistan, has not yet met conditions required for a complete U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan by next May. which was envisioned by the U.S. Taliban deal signed in February. So where do we go now? Where do we go now? Well, we just don't know where we go now. It's just that simple. So things are not the way they appear, and we may have that deal scrubbed before it even gets a chance to get off the ground with the Taliban in Afghanistan. Now, intensifying debates over whether to rename military installations bearing the monikers of failed Confederate leaders has prompted President Trump to step in and declare that his administration will not even consider a potential morally driven rebranding initiative. And again, as I just said a couple minutes ago about this, I don't believe it's going to happen because of the nature behind why they got named the way they did to begin with. Understanding military history and the fact that many of these people were very capable admirals and military men, battlefield commanders. Now, Air Force Major Matthew Checkitz and his wife Jessica felt so strongly about the need for service members to be able to take leave to grieve the loss of a child, they actually turned around and wrote a letter to their members in the Air Force about what they'd gone through. Very traumatic. The Department of Defense announced $135 million in deals under the Defense Production Act, while President Trump, remember, recently invoked it twice in recent months amongst the coronavirus pandemic. So we'll see where that money goes and what they get out of it. Also, the president has tapped retired general and Fox News regular Anthony Tata to succeed John Rood, who was viewed as insufficiently loyal to Trump. In other words, he wasn't loyal to the president. National Guard troops have remained in a supporting role during the recent civil unrest in Washington and other places as steps to prepare active duty forces to deploy into the nation's capital proved to be a precautionary measure, and it wasn't going to happen. But they were there if they needed to be. And President Donald Trump shocked senior Pentagon leaders on Wednesday with a series of tweets opposing the remaining troops in Afghanistan to stay there if the threshold that was put in place does not happen. And it looks like right now it's not going to. Now we are going to be coming right back here with our Truckers Highway and Bible report. And let's not forget that we also have got Denise Simon right around the corner too. So don't go anywhere. All that coming your way right after this short break. I shall return. We'll get a little flow rider in here.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, now it's time for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Pine J Truck Stop closest to you. Pull on in there. Tell them the Captain sent you. Get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee in the middle of the night on the Third Watch. And here we go.
Your hands to yourself. Keep your hands to yourself.
Alrighty, that's Knights and Georgia Satellites. Keep your hands to yourself. All right, Ed, I'm going to stop it right there, and I'm going to let you know that the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by your pilot and Flying J. Stop on by there. Check them out. You're going to like what you see. Largest truck stop chain in the country. All right, heavy rain and flooding is possible across the eastern Carolinas into southeast Georgia and northern Florida as a frontal zone stalls today. Well, that's going to be wonderful. Meanwhile, isolated strong thunderstorms capable of hail and gusty winds are possible across the interior northwest towards the northern Rockies. We're talking about parts of Montana and parts of Idaho and could even be going over into Wyoming. And then finally, widespread critical fire weather conditions are expected across the Great Basin into the southwest today. We do have a fire threat advisory through most of Nevada, through the western part of Utah tonight, through the northern part of Arizona, which includes I-40 all the way across through Flagstaff from the west side in Kingman all the way over to the east side in New Mexico. And then you do have in the high desert, and as Kyle Warren pointed out during the first segment here, you actually have got Needles and the Death Valley has got a fire threat advisor, and there's not much of anything there except for sand. So I guess sand can burn, and that's the fire threat advisory. But anyway, that's what's going on. Got some high winds south of Reno, Lake Tahoe, up in that area. Got some fog in the Dallas Metroplex area right now, today, tonight. Houston area, you got some fog there. We've got some cold temperatures tonight as we've got a freeze warning up in the northeastern corner of Minnesota, Duluth, up in there, up over towards the Canadian border, too. It's very, very chilly up there tonight. We've got some rain that's developed and some fog intertwined with it along I-95 in South Carolina right now, if you're going up that away from the state line of Georgia on up to about halfway up through South Carolina right now. And that's about the size of the weather at the moment. And I will tell you that the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, proudly brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J truck stop nearest you, because, again, you're going to find a big surprise when you pull into a Pilot Travel Center. You're going to see either an Arby's, could be a Wendy's, could be a McDonald's, a full-service Dairy Queen, could also be a Pizza Hut, a Subway, or a Taco Bell. Might even be Dunkin' Donuts in there along with it to sell you some donuts and some coffee or to give you some of the menu stuff that they have because they've got great breakfast sandwiches, little breakfast bowls now, and they've stepped their game up. And then, of course, at the Flying J's, the Standards, Denny's restaurants, Huddle House restaurants, Moe's Southwest Grills restaurants, depending on where they're at. And again, number one chain in the country for a reason. They get it right. They do it right. They work with you, the driver, because after all, they are your home away from home. They're your home away from home. So now you know the rest of the story. Okay. And that's the weather for tonight on the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Now, I want to remind everybody that coming up this weekend, I'm going to be at the Two Guys Gun Show down in Sarasota at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds at Robarts Arena. I'll be there Saturday and Sunday. Doors open Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Doors open Sunday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And you'll be able to get in there and see all the latest firearms that they'll have. Plus, they got a great antique section for traders and whatnot, people that want to trade out a weapon or maybe buy an antique weapon. They've also got knives. They've got outdoor camping facilities, that sort of thing. Ammunition, obviously. Once in a while, we'll have a fellow that has a fishing exhibit with us or thereabouts, brings his fishing poles and whatnot with him and sells them. And we also have got Army Surplus, people that sell Army Surplus there, clothing and whatnot, that sort of thing. So stop on by Saturday. at the Robarts Arena located in Sarasota, Florida, Sarasota County Fairgrounds. And I look forward to seeing you on Saturday and on Sunday. All right, joining us right now, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
What's the big thing going to happen in Washington, D.C. today?
This will be the argument between the, I don't even know how to say, lawyers or judges on the Flynn case.
They keep calling it a judge, so I'm going to go with the judge. Yeah.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, you can actually watch this live.
Yes. Yes. Yep.
This is kind of unusual. I'm trying to see. Let me go back and see what time this actually happened.
10 a.m., I think. Oh, no, wait a minute. 9:30 a.m. Let's see. Listen to the live stream or oral arguments or watch on TV Friday, June 12, 2020 at 9:30 a.m. Listen on YouTube. Watch on YouTube. Watch on D.C. Circuit Television. D.C. Circuit Television. And that's from Sydney. That's from Sydney. Yep. And
all right.
Yeah, and by the way, her comment about all this is the new brief filed in the Michael Flynn case proves the anti-Trump resistance is running the show.
Right. And she called it the Mueller Report Part 2.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I suppose there's a lot of truth in that. By the way, the president yesterday goes down to Dallas and has a big meeting in one of the largest churches in the country, 30,000 members strong, for a Dallas roundtable, and came forth with a bunch of proposals, and he did an executive order. The executive order was on policing, where he announced that he's finalizing the executive order to encourage police departments nationwide to meet the highest standards in the use of force by police officers, including tactics for de-escalation. Well, I think we knew all that was coming.
Yeah, it's not, the executive order is not finished. But you have to be careful because the federal government really doesn't have jurisdiction over police departments. So it'll be interesting how this is necessarily worded, unless they say they have to meet these standards in order to get government, federal government grants.
What do you think is going to happen in Seattle real quick, because we're coming up on the top of the hour break here? You got the mayor and the police chief that are going back and forth, and each one wants the other to resign.
Well, no. The protesters want them to resign because they're not going far enough.
Okay, because I saw the deputy chief yesterday, and they didn't say anything about her. So we got three women involved in all this, right?
Yes.
Okay, here comes the music. Folks, when we come back, Denise and I are going to be talking about an article that she wrote yesterday. So don't forget about that, because you're going to want to hear what is going to be said here. And David, how are you? This is David, and he must be in the chat room tonight because he just sent something to me. Okay, David, you're all set up. I'm glad that's working for you. All right, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast across the overnight radio airways. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.